person that wrote that song, and Brother Thompson went to visit Dwight L. Moody, the great evangelist, Bible scholar, preacher of the early 20th century, as he was on his deathbed. And Dwight Moody, after all he'd accomplished, he said to Will Thompson, he said, "I would trade everything I did, my whole ministry, to have written that one song." Well, there's a verse that, you know, Paul the Apostle, he has some kind of convoluted language sometimes. He's you know, very learned man. And the fact that I can say, "I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day," that sounds like, well, I've really worked on that. But I only know that because of this song, because that's the chorus of this song, believe it or not. And you might think, gee, that's crazy. But it's pretty easy once you learn how the tune goes. Here it is in context. This is from 2 Timothy, the first chapter. "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed," we're going to sing "believed," "and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." Okay. Dr. Harker here said, "I don't see how that's going to work," as a lyric. But the chorus goes like, "But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." So it's two halves, they're kind of the same. Let's try it. "For I know I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day." Now, see if I can remember the verses, but you can come jump right in when we sing the chorus. "I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, or why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. But I know I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." That's that part, isn't it? You just need to sing it more. "I know not how the..." Let's see. How's this? "I know not how this saving faith to me did impart, or how believing in his word brought peace within my heart. But I know I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." You notice how I did that? You know, I don't know this, like I don't know the words, but I know him and I believe it, and I persuade that he's... Okay. I was just doing that for effect. "I know not how the Spirit moves, convincing man of sin, revealing Jesus through his word, creating faith in him. But I know I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that. I know not when my Lord may come, at night or noonday fair, or if I'll walk the vale with him, or meet him in the air. But I know my believing, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I said I know I am believing, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day.
Now you can go and impress all your friends through that scripture.
I know who I may have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. You might have to sing it to them, which might be a little awkward, but... well, I'm going to sing one more in the the sort of... I'm going to say the old-timey part of this. It's all old-timey, I guess, you know, 1970s and that recent. That's what I'm seeing. The next few songs are more in that vein, but this is an old hymn. We know that there are many rocks spoken of in the scriptures. The rock of revelation, upon this rock I will build my church. There's the rock that Moses struck water from. And we have Jesus as the rock. Remember, the stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner, said of Jesus. And then Jesus taught about the man who built his house upon the rock and the other one who built it on the sand. And the song comes from that. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking. Veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood, support me in the overwhelming flood. the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found. Dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. I sit on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground, it's sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
You know, in the scriptures, we learn about the law of witnesses. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. But here's a song about the idea that, you know, ultimately it's in your own mouth that every word's got to be established in every experience. And I remember being so excited hearing this song about 1974, sung by Johnny Cash, on an album that my mother got as a bonus record from the Columbia Record Club. She never listened to it, but I listened to it over and over again now. And by this time in my life, even though I'd grown up with all of those great hymns, and I grew up, as I say, in the Baptist church, and then I'd gone to a non-denominational church after that, for a while, and could speak it that at one time, say that word at one time. But I was not a good young man, and at the age of 13, I spent my first night, my only night, fortunately, in jail for breaking into the car owned by a juvenile public defender, as it turned out. I'm not kidding. I'm not making that up. Caught me, and he wasn't defending me then, but I was drinking, believe it or not, and I was growing marijuana and selling it, and I was quite the thief. I was quite accomplished in that. But I know we talk about being born again as a process, and it's a journey, and so on, and I understand that, and I believe that's true. It can be a long, even lifelong gestation. But for many of us in that situation, there was a moment in time, about 2 o'clock in the morning after gambling with my dad and some of his friends, I just cried out. I had to find something. My life didn't mean anything. And I felt a peace then. And from that time on, literally, although I've still been gradually being born again since then, there was that moment, and I knew my life was going to be different, and this song is kind of about that. There are some people who say we cannot tell whether we are saved or whether all is well.
They say we only can hope and trust that it is so. But I was there when it happened, so I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me, the very moment he forgave me, he took away my heavy burden. Lord, he gave me peace within. Satan can't make me doubt it, it's real and I'm gonna shout it. 'Cause I was there when it happened, so I guess I ought to know. I don't care who tells me my God isn't real. Though the world may argue that we cannot feel, the heavy burdens lifted and all those vile sins go. But I was there when it happened, so I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me, the very moment he forgave me, he took away my heavy burden. And Lord, he gave me peace within. Satan can't make me doubt it, it's real and I'm gonna shout it. 'Cause I was there when it happened, so I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me, the very moment he forgave me, he took away my heavy burdens, and Lord, he gave me peace within. Satan can't make me doubt it, it's real and I'm gonna shout it. 'Cause I was there when it happened, so I guess I ought to know. I said I was there when it happened, so I guess I ought to know. I was there when it happened, so I guess I ought to know.
Another one you get to sing along with. So I was they called me a Jesus freak in high school. I was one of those people carrying around Good News for Modern Man everywhere. Some of you know that translation. This was before I graduated to the King James. And some of you saw the poster for this concert. That image of Jesus was from a linoleum cut that I did for a Christmas card for my family that time, and I wrote in it about Jesus and my love for them, and I had forgotten all about this till my father passed away, and I found this among his things. But this was when I was 14 years old, and I had just had some great experiences changing and growing up and reading in the scriptures a lot of great stories of what happened to me through reading Good News for Modern Man. Well, we had a Bible study group, and we learned this song because we heard these Catholics in their Bible study group were singing this one. And this one has a scripture that really it's based on, the chorus at least, and you have it in there, John 13:35. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another.
And the chorus to this song is, "They'll know we are Christians by our love." We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that our unity will one day be restored. Sing it. And they'll know we are Christians by our love. By our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. And they'll know we are Christians by our love. By our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. We'll guard each man's dignity and save each man's pride. And they'll know we are Christians by our love. By our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We pray that unity will be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love. By our love, yes, so they'll know we are Christians by our love. I said they'll know we are Christians by our love. By our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That's a great one. All right.